Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the Cloud Technologist Show. This is going to be a show for technology professionals who are interested in the trends and technologies impacting the world of cloud. I'm going to be today's host, Tobias, and I'm a cloud technologist at VMware. Joined today, and hopefully always, by the rest of my team, Martijn and Mandy, the cloud technologists at VMware globally. So, Martijn, Mandy, we'll do a proper intro in a bit, but do you want to say a quick hello to the audience?
Hello.
Hello.
So today's show is our pilot, and as such, I really wanted to make it a way for you, the audience, to start to get to know us and who we are and what we do. Moving forward, we're going to pick up some specific topics and things that we're interested in and things that we're doing. And we have a few of these in the pipe already to go, actually. But today is more generally talking about who we are as a group and as individuals. And then most importantly, you know, what do we do and how do we see the industry of cloud and data center technology today? And that's going to be a theme throughout this show. So firstly, who are we as a group and what do we do? Mandy, I don't know if you want to take that first. What's your description of what we do as a group?
Sure. Well, the group, when it was originally set up, was called Evangelists before I joined, and they had a very specific role. Since we came on board, we had changed the name to Cloud Technologists, and we've really been building out the role over the last 12 or 14 months. And it's really kind of a liaison role. It's a field-facing role within the Cloud Management Business Unit, where we are in front of customers a lot and bring that feedback back into the business unit and advocate for those customers. And we take what we're learning from within the business unit, and we take that out and advocate for the business unit while in front of customers. So it's kind of a dual role, but with lots of customer-facing activity, lots of blogging and content creation, and providing real life field information back into the business unit.
Absolutely. I think that's a good description, actually. Martijn, anything to add?
Oh, man, you already said it, right? It's from, we are the liaisons or linchpin between what's happening in the field with our customers. And on the other hand, we work for the cloud management business unit. And that's basically the business unit within VMware that creates the cloud management portfolio. So if you're familiar with our VMware products, it's everything called VVLize and Cloud Health, that basically delivers a cloud management platform for our customers to be able to manage and maintain clouds. What we do is basically we go out into the field and we are trying to assess what the value could be for our customers when bringing in our solutions. That's actually the thing that we are trying to do. Of course, we are helped with a whole sales team and people within the BU, but we are primarily focused around what is currently happening within customers, what's happening within the industry, and how can we help our customers to move forward in this world, which typically is referred to as the cloud management world, but we're now more and more speaking about a multi-cloud world.
Absolutely. And so for everybody watching, I'm pretty new, actually. I'm the newest member of the team. I joined the team in January. And so as part of this, I thought I'd have a quick look at something in the job description when I applied for the job and see what everybody thought. So one of the things it says is creating excitement in cloud management solutions by delivering the strategic VMware message and vision whilst aligning to the customer's business and IT initiatives. And I think that's pretty much how I've been approaching it, is trying to create excitement. And hopefully this show is creating excitement as well. So there we go.
I'm right. Excited.
You're excited. Good. Martijn? Less
I'm
excited.
Still excited after 4 years, guys, because I've been in the role for 4 years. But still, every day brings excitement. And I always say, from the only thing that we need to do is, in the end, deliver the cloud management message. That's what we're out there to do, and to help our customers to move forward, as I already said, in this world of cloud.
Maybe we should warn listeners that this actually is our excited face, because with two Brits and a Dutch, it's a very dry group of individuals.
Absolutely. And so let's kind of talk about ourselves individually then, and who we are and where we've come from, because I think we have quite a diverse set of backgrounds across the team. Martijn, I don't know if you want to go first.
No, as I already said, 4 years into this role. But originally, I came into this role within VMware, or a role within VMware. I started in professional services, have always been in IT, basically having a a bachelor's in informatics, started my career in IT, but ultimately ended up doing virtualization at the time, right? That was one of the key things that VMware is known for, is virtualization. So I joined in the professional services organization as an architect, and I have spent about 3 to 4 years actually creating solutions and architecting solutions for our customers. But what I found out along the way is that I like to speak to customers and basically help them to move into this world, which is now referred to as cloud, and speak to them from what are the possibilities. And of course, gradually, VMware moved from this virtualization company to now the cloud company that it is today. And we're still expanding our portfolio. But I've always had that architect mindset, and that ultimately led me to move into a system engineering role, which is kind of like a technical sales role within VMware. Again, being the front end, talking to customers about what potential solutions could help them to move forward. And ultimately, one of our colleagues, Matthew Steiner, came to me and said, do you want to become a cloud evangelist? And at the time, I had no clue what a cloud evangelist is. So the first thing I asked from, what do you do as cloud evangelist? And that got me into conversations talking about, to the business unit, about what we could do and what we could add as cloud technologists. Ultimately, then 4 years ago, I stepped into this role. But for me, it's always been this architect mindset, right? Creating solutions for our customers. I think customers are always come first. We need to create solutions at VMware that will help our customers move forward. And especially in this era of digital transformation, that becomes more and more relevant because cloud becomes more important. Even the COVID crisis that we've just gone through or still going through has shown that cloud is actually a very important thing for the businesses to be able to deliver their services. And that's the perspective I'm trying to take. And having that conversation with customers on an architect level primarily to understand where they want to move towards, to be able to create a solution that will ultimately help that customer to move forward. So that's a little bit of my background.
From a personal perspective, tell us about some of your hobbies and interests.
Unfortunately, over the last couple of, the last year it's almost been, because we haven't been doing a lot of COVID. It was primarily focused around the home. But in my free time, I'm doing a lot of sports, so biking, CrossFit, that's the things that I like to do. And of course, also things into the personal development space, right? What makes people tick? And that also helps in the job from getting to understand people and to move forward. But that's the thing that I do, besides spending a lot of time with my kids, because they, of course, also get you up into pretty much a lot of time to spend with them.
They sure do. Brilliant, thank you. Mandy, I don't know if you want to say some words about yourself, who you are, where you've come from, what you do.
Sure. So I grew up in England, in northwest London, a place called Pinner. Went to university in England, in Bournemouth, down on the south coast, on the beach there. But a beach experience in Bournemouth is very different to a beach experience in California. And then a year after I graduated college, I was looking for a job in London, and it was right before the year 2000. And so there were crazy jobs everywhere. And so there was a contracting gig to come over to the States for a couple of years. So I said, I'll do that. I thought it would be like Friends. It was nothing like Friends. I didn't end up in New York. I ended up in Milwaukee, which may have had something to do with it. And so my intention was always to go back, but life tends to get in the way. And so I'm now in Minneapolis and have been for, I think, 10 years or so. Got married over here, had children over here. My husband's from North Dakota. My kids are Minnesotan through and through. So my hatred of the cold does not extend to them. They, they're out in 40 degrees in t-shirts. They're typical Minnesotan kids. But I came over as a network administrator, moved into Unix because I thought it looked cool. It was cool. I stayed there for about 10 years and loved Unix. Solaris, AIX, HPUX. Ended up, being there right at the beginning of Linux. And then as we started to virtualize Linux onto vSphere, I started to do more and more with VMware, then started to move into very early cloud. And so then moved into a role as a cloud architect at two different organizations and built out their cloud strategies and their cloud implementations. And then moved over about 2.5 years ago, I think, to VMware. For the first year or two, I was in the field as an SE, a cloud management SE, and then the opportunity came to move into the business unit. And, honestly, I always thought that there was a, it seemed to me that there was a fairly wide disconnect between the business unit sometimes and the customers. Not necessarily the business unit in the field, but with the customers. That was my experience as a customer. And I thought that I could certainly help with some of that. And so this role, you know, on paper looked perfect because you're dealing with customers and you're dealing with the BU and you're kind of that conduit for some of that feedback. Of course, in reality, it's a bit more complex than that. But, you know, we're doing our best and I think that we are helping there. And of course, now I see things from the business unit side of things, and things aren't always as black and white as they seemed. And there are some logical decisions that go in, you know, logical factors that go into making some what's on the surface seem to be very illogical decisions. So it's been very interesting to see things from both sides. That's my background. Still really enjoy being in front of customers, helping them with their cloud strategy. And now with, getting their arms around the DevOps culture, blogging about those things when I have time, and just generally, you know, rushing around from Zoom meeting to Zoom meeting like everybody else in this pandemic.
Absolutely. I've learned a lot about both of you, actually. I've known you both for
ages. I didn't know that about you, Martin. I feel embarrassed that I didn't know that you're across the
And then, so Matt Steiner left the team, and now you have to put up with me. So I guess I'll talk a little bit about my background.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about that, because Matt's probably going to listen to this.
Miss you, Matt. But yeah, so I mean, my background, I've been in automation and cloud management of some shape or form for the last 15 years, actually. I was looking at it. And I was a customer initially and a software developer. Specifically, I owned network automation for the cloud platform of a very large UK telecoms company. And I really loved this, actually. But I started to want to get out from behind my desk and from behind my laptop. And so I moved into a cloud architect role. But it wasn't specifically to one customer. It was kind of traveling around Europe, working with different customers, talking about digital transformation and architecting really private cloud solutions for them. And back then, you know, AWS was around, but it wasn't nearly as prolific. And this was really the heyday of private cloud, and I loved it. And then I moved into a pre-sales role at a large networking vendor, which I think everybody would have heard of. And there I was kind of the automation specialist and also had some responsibility on open source and spent a lot of time looking at things like OpenStack, which was interesting at the time. And I worked in the data center team there, spent a lot of time in particular with oil and gas customers, and then decided to move to VMware. I've been here for 5 years now, working in technical roles, channel development roles, global account, kind of business management roles, and now most recently moved into this role of technologist, which I'm really enjoying, actually. My personal life and my kind of passion is really music mostly, and given the chance, I'd be that cringy guy playing acoustic guitar at kind of a party, and I try not to be that guy. But I've got two young kids who are really just my total reason for being. Everything's about them. And also I'm into various arts and crafts things. I paint canvases, I sew, actually, basically anything creative. So hopefully for everybody, that's a good kind of whistle-stop tour of who we are and, you know, what we're interested in, where we've come from. I was going to take the next step in this kind of show and start talking about really what's popular in the industry and what kind of things we're going to be talking about in further episodes. Mandy, Martin, I don't know if one of you want to jump in first and talk about, what kind of things you're up to at the moment.
It's an interesting question because there's a multitude of topics that we can talk about, right? It's been 4 years since I joined into this role as cloud management, but I've been involved, of course, with cloud over the last 10 years or so, because that basically was the journey that a lot of our customers took, starting with private cloud, then at some point public cloud and multi-cloud. But there's a variety of topics, right? And many already said it. There's DevOps, there's Kubernetes, there's cloud operating model, and of course now things like AI ML, they come to light. And when we get out to customers, we get all these kinds of questions, right? And we need to form an opinion and have, how does this relate to cloud and how does VMware can help with that? So the things that I'm always busy thinking about is from how does it work with cloud? And I think if you need to describe what our role is, for a lot of customers, it's being able to understand where the industry is moving towards, what value we as VMware deliver, but we need to communicate that in a simple way, right? I typically refer to it as KISS, keep it simple, stupid, or to Sesame Street language that people understand, because not everybody's familiar with cloud, and we need to be able to discuss those topics. And I think one of the key things that we want to address in this webcast is that we are going to take topics, we are going to talk about it, and we hopefully are able to communicate and simplify the message that actually delivers. Because if people then want to talk about Kubernetes, what impact does that have? Or AIML, what is then the impact towards people that work in IT? And not everybody's deep down into the technology, but hopefully what we can do, and that's what we do on a day-to-day business, is can simplify those topics so that you as a listener can understand about it and can take it into your daily practices to be able to understand and move forward with cloud. Because it's a constantly evolving world, right? So asking about what you do on a daily basis, well, it varies from day to day, but it's always around the topic of cloud and cloud management and how we can move forward. I think that's the main part, what we are trying to do as cloud technologists.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I think for me, the thing that I took from what you were just saying is the true value to the customer. And I think for myself, I'm finding myself more and more in the middle of conversations around business value, I suppose. And the days of using technology because it's fashionable or new or it's bleeding edge or, you know, it's from a vendor that you have a relationship with already, you know, those days are over because it's easy to consume a lot of technologies now. But I think that a lot of the customers I speak to realize that there is this never-ending train of technology that just keeps coming and keeps improving. And, you know, combine that with the fact that digital transformation is properly here now. And, you know, companies are embedding technologies into their products and they're creating products from technology. And it means this stuff becomes really, really important. And, you know, customers I speak to want to know how they can use this latest and greatest technology to, I don't know, maybe attract new talent, or they want to use it to accelerate innovation and get ahead of their competitors, maybe. Or they want to use it to improve their balance sheet. And that's, you know, obviously a very common one in these days. And then more and more than ever, with the advancements in machine learning in particular at the moment, customers are starting to want to leverage the data that's out there to start to get, you know, insights into business level metrics and things like supply chain forecasting, improving customer experience. You know, the list goes on and on. And that's something that I'm quite passionate about as well. Mandy, what kind of stuff are you up to at the moment? What's interesting in your world?
So I completely agree with Martijn around one of the things that I think we do very well is simplifying some very complex concepts and delivering them in a way that makes sense to different levels within the organization. You know, you have very different conversations in front of the technical resources than you do in front of the CIO, for example. But also, you know, my interest has always been more around strategic use of technology to solve problems and not necessarily around the technology itself. I mean, back in the early days, you know, I had a lab in my apartment and I got excited by the actual hands-on keyboard stuff. But I don't get nearly enough time on that anymore. And really it was around, well, what can I do with this technology? How can I really change the way that we operate using this technology to support those changes? And so I've done a lot of work on creating cloud strategies, my previous organizations, and then helping customers create cloud strategies as part of this role, taking them from their tactical use of cloud services, which almost every customer finds themselves doing today, to having a strategy for bringing those under some kind of common operating model. And then also I've been doing a lot with DevOps over the past probably 18 months, including blogging. I have a blog series on DevOps. And so the series that I've written there is really for infrastructure and operations resources. There's so much information there coming from the software development side for around DevOps and bringing those infrastructure pieces, infrastructure and operations into your software development lifecycle. But there's a lot less out there for taking an existing traditional infrastructure and operations organization and starting to take on some of those best practices and start to make some of those cultural changes. So that's the perspective that I've been writing from, coming from that background myself. And I actually think that it's sometimes a little more difficult for that side of the house to adopt some of these technologies and processes and cultural changes, because a lot of these best practices came out of the software development world, and that side of the house is more familiar and more comfortable with them already. So it's been really interesting. But again, most of what I do and what I really like to do, I run the customer technical advisory board within VMware as well for our multi-cloud franchise. But what I really like to do is hear from customers. What are you really doing? What are the challenges you're really running into? And working in the marketing organization, and probably you guys find this as well, you know, it is a little bit different. There's this marketing side of things, and, you know, we come out and we say, these are our products and these are our solutions, and this is what we're going to do for you, and this is you know, the success you're going to have. And that's great, that vision setting and going out and making sure that customers know what's available. But I really like to go back into the customers and find out, how are you really using this technology? Is it working for you? Where isn't it working? And oftentimes we find a lot of use cases that we actually hadn't considered for the products, and that we can then go and make sure that, you know, our customers can share those best practices and use cases and success with each other. So it's actually a really good role in that it's varied in that sense. If it's not so deep technically as some of my previous roles, and sometimes I do miss that and sometimes I don't. Maybe that's an age thing. I'm not sure.
It's funny. I feel the same, actually. I don't know, Martijn, if you feel the same, but I love doing the kind of higher level business value type stuff. I love talking about use cases, but then occasionally I'll trying to get my hands dirty again, and it's been a long time since I was a developer, but trying to write something new is, you know, it's exciting and it's creative, and those things are interesting as well. And it's nice that the job allows us the flexibility to be technologists.
Yeah, over Christmas, I actually did one of the AWS certifications, I don't remember which one. So there was a lot of studying. And actually, I was really impressed with how far they've come and the services that they have available. And of course, getting in there and having to build out all of these things with it, because you really can't, you know, pass the test without having this hands-on. And it really brought it home to me that, wow, this cloud, multi-cloud really is the future. These different clouds specialize in different things, and we are in a really good position as VMware to help our customers who already know and trust us have some kind of common, as we keep saying, operating model across all of these different environments. But the rate of innovation from these different cloud providers is not going to slow down, and every customer is going to be utilizing these services for something or other in the future. Because the innovation is just coming at us so quickly. And the transformation that it can bring to your applications and your businesses is at a rate that we've never seen before, and it's not going to slow down.
Certainly seems like it. So, I mean, you mentioned the cloud operating model. I think that's going to be the main topic for our next show. So we're going to start wrapping up now. It's coming to that time. I think hopefully everybody's had a good chance to understand who we are, what we do. Tune back in next time for where we're going to be talking about what the importance of a cloud operating model is. Thank you for joining us. Feel free to connect on LinkedIn, Twitter. Have you guys got TikTok? I signed up for TikTok recently. I'm trying to make myself not.
I can give you my sons. He's got some.
You're still the young one on the team, Tobias. That's for.
I don't know how to use it yet, but I have it. So every time I just get notifications and random videos, but I'm gonna try and get my head around it. So Mandy, you talked about your blogs. We'll put the links to the blogs from yourself and also Martijn. Anywhere else people can look for you and come follow you? Where's your preference?
That's it, or Twitter.
Yeah,
it's probably Twitter, LinkedIn, VMware blog pages. That's what we do. We can all put it in the description so that people can follow us and see what we have to talk about when it comes to cloud management. That's ultimately the job in hand.
Absolutely. So thanks again for watching or listening. I'll put the links to some of the blogs we talked about into the episode notes, and come back next time where we're going to be talking about the importance of a cloud operating model. Thanks a lot. Take care, everyone.